AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court overturns Bill Cosby's sexual assault conviction and orders the 83-year-old freed from state prison. Here's Ed Donahue.
When he first arrived home, Cosby flashed the V for victory sign. He appeared before reporters but did not speak.
Mr. Cosby, how you feeling? Are you happy to be out?
The Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled Cosby had an agreement with a previous prosecutor that he would not face charges in the case brought by District Attorney Kevin Steele. Lawyer and legal analyst Priya Sapori says this ruling covers just the Andrea Constand case.
There is nothing in this decision that would prevent any of the number of alleged victims of Bill Cosby from coming forward and attempting to prosecute their cases.
Four justices formed the majority that ruled in Cosby's favor. Three others dissented. I'm Ed Donahue.
The House votes mainly along party lines to form a select committee to investigate the January 6th assault by supporters of then-President Donald Trump. AP's Jackie Quinn has this.
The House approved a special committee to probe the violent attack as police officers who were injured fighting that day watched from the gallery above. The vote was along party lines. Just two Republicans, Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, voted yes with Democrats. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi last week says she would have preferred an independent panel lead the inquiry, but Senate Republicans blocked that.
It is imperative that we establish the truth of that day and ensure that an attack of that kind cannot happen.
Some Republican lawmakers say they might not assist with the investigation. Others say they fear the Democrats will make it too political.
The historic heat wave that brought record high temperatures to the Pacific Northwest is blamed for some 100 deaths in Oregon, at least a dozen in Washington State, and dozens more in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is AP News. 18 people are now known dead in last Thursday morning's collapse of a 12-story condo in Miami-Dade County. Mayor Daniela Levine Cava says the bodies of two children, 4 and 10 years old, were found today.
Any loss of life, especially given the unexpected, unprecedented nature of this event, is a tragedy. But the loss of our children is too great to bear.
President Biden signs three bills into law, reversing action taken by the Trump administration, restoring interest rate caps on payday lenders, restricting greenhouse gas emissions from oil and gas wells, and ending restrictive rules on the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill trustees voted today to offer tenure to New York Times Magazine 1619 Project journalist Nicole Hannah-Jones, ending weeks of tension after a board member questioned her teaching credentials. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.